稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎收听晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。今天我们要进行的栏目是传承跨代的危机与转机，讲员是曾金发牧师。2003年曾牧师在美国三一神学院以不到九个月的时间修完了为期两年的硕士学位，并以最优异的成绩毕业。曾牧师在新加坡牧会30年，在2012年成功地执行了精心设计的领袖继任计划，将教会交给了他长期督导20多年的牧师。之后曾牧师继续留任在同工的团队中，担任领域更广的领袖导师一职，并且督导国内外的顶尖领袖，包括企业领导人、执行长、宗派领袖、主任牧师、神学教育家等等。曾牧师也在多个基督教组织的顾问委员会侍奉，而且是金星门训教会全球联盟的创办人。今天曾牧师分享的主题是传承、中心、撒种与收割。他以加拉太书6章7到10节分享撒种与收割的原则。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
When my daughter was about 16 years old, the school teacher was meeting with different parents to prepare for the final exams.
我女儿16岁的那一年，学校要一个个家长见面，预备他们去考试。
So I told Ann, you can rest at home, I will go and see the teacher.
所以我跟我太太说，你在家里就好，我去见老师。
It was my day off, but I was wearing my long sleeve, putting on my tie, just to tell my daughter I am serious about this.
所以那天是我放假的日子，可是我穿得很整齐，目的是让我女儿知道我很看重这个聚会。
When I went to the parent-teacher meeting, I was surprised I was the only father there.
然后我去到这个老师跟家长会面的场合，发觉原来只有我一个是爸爸来。
So the teacher met with different parents, and my turn came, and the teacher said, "Your daughter is very well behaved."
老师跟家长一个个见面，见到我的时候，他跟我说，你的女儿在学校非常乖。
She works very well with the other students.
她跟其他同学相处得非常好。
But her studies is not very good.
可是她的学习却不是很好。
She failed in her Chinese and in her mathematics.
她数学跟中文两科不及格。
And so I turned to the teacher and asked, "Did my daughter improve?"
然后我就问老师，到底她有没有进步
？So to check her record, she said, "Oh, for her Chinese, it was 43 marks. In exam, she did 46 marks. So it has improved by 3 marks."
所以她看看她的成绩单，就说她的中文课进步了3分。
So I turned to my daughter Amanda and say, "Wow, you have improved. I'm so proud of you."
所以我就转头跟我女儿说，哇，你进步了，我实在以你为傲。
The teacher stopped me and said, wait, 46 upon 100 is a failure.
可是我跟老师说，等一下，46分仍然是不及格哎。
I don't know about Taiwan, but in Singapore, parents are very anxious about the children's exams.
我不知道台湾如何，在新加坡，我们对孩子的成绩非常在意。
Same in Taiwan, right?
台湾也是一样，对不对
？So in Singapore, 80 upon 100 is you can do better.
然后在新加坡是80分了，你还有20分进步的空间。
Why not 90 upon 100?
为什么不是90分，不是100分？
If it's 90 upon 100, why not 100 upon 100?
然后如果是90几分，为什么不是100分？
If it's 100 upon 100, your school must not be very good. That's why you get 100.
如果你考100分，那你学校一定是放水不好。
So 46 upon 100, most parents will go like you feel. I go like, I'm proud of you.
所以46分很多家长说，哎，你怎么不及格？我却对我女儿说，我以你为傲。
So when the teacher reminded me, it's a failing mark. I said, I know, of course.
当老师提醒我说这个仍然不及格，我说我当然知道。
But she has improved.
可是她进步了。
Oh, but she must study hard because the final GCO level exam is coming up soon.
可是她说她一定要努力，加紧努力，因为期末考要来了。
I said, yeah, I'll take care of my daughter's study for the final exams.
我说我会帮助我女儿在考试的时候最后期末考考好一点。
When I turned around, I saw the mothers were gathering, and one of the mothers was asking the doctor, 她考第一名啊， she became number one 啊。
我回头看其他的家长，看到一个妈妈就说，哎，她考第一名啊。
Because the father was so proud of the daughter.
因为他看到，哎，怎么那个父亲那么自豪。
I could see the students shake their heads. I was in the car now with my daughter.
现在我跟我女儿坐在车上。
And I said,darling, daddy has something important to tell you.
我跟我女儿说，爸爸有一些蛮重要的事情想跟你讲。
And this exactly is what my daughter did. She looked down and she said, yes, 爸爸。
这个就是我们女儿的反应，她就头低低的说，是，爸爸。
And I can see what's going through the gears in her mind.
我几乎看到她头脑里面在想什么。
In front of the teacher, you say you're proud of me. Now you're going to scold me for failing.
在老师面前你称赞我，现在你要骂我了。
I said, darling, there are two things I want you to know.
我说 我希望你知道两样事情。
爸爸 struggled with his Chinese when I was in school.
爸爸读书的时候中文也不怎么好。
And for you, you are educated in four educational systems.
然后对你来讲呢，你曾经经过四种学校的体系。
She had the Singapore system.
她经过新加坡的体系。
Then I was living in Australia in sabbatical sometime. She had the Perth school in Perth, Australia.
所以她有经过澳洲的博士那个学校系统。
She had the British system when we lived in London.
当我们住伦敦的时候，她有经过英国的学校。
She had the American system when we lived in Chicago and Los Angeles.
当我们住在芝加哥跟洛杉矶的时候，她有经过美国的教育系统。
And in London, in US, and in Australia, she has not studied Chinese.
所以其他三个系统中间，她从来没有学过中文。
I said, listen, darling. The first thing you know, Papa also struggled.But the second is that I know how hard you try.
然后我跟他说，第一个你要知道，爸爸年轻时候也中文也不怎么好。第二个，我知道你已经用了多少努力了。
And when you go to the cities with Papa in my sabbatical, you don't study Chinese. So to improve 3 marks, you are a champion swimmer.
然后我说，你跟着爸爸，因为我的安息年去过不同的城市，都没有学到中文机会。现在你进步了三分，这个是非常了不起的。
I can see you swimming against the tide, swimming against the tide, and I want you to know, Papa is really proud of you.
我一直知道你一直逆流而上，所以爸爸对你很以引以为傲。
My daughter was doing this, right? She turned around, really?
然后她本来头低低的，突然间头转过来，说：“真的吗？”
I say yes. I'm really proud of you.
我真的以你为豪。
And then I prayed for her. Then we drove home.
所以我为她祷告，我们就开车回家。
That was her preliminary exams.
那个是那个小学的考试。
In her final exam, she passed all her subjects.
结果在这个期末考，她所有都及格。
She went on to do her studies in the university and her postgraduate studies.
后来她就上大学，甚至上研究所。
Because that day, I was able to sow encouragement in the heart of my daughter.
都是因为那天我能够在我女儿心中埋下一个鼓励的种子。
What we sow is what we get.
所以我们种什么，我们就会收什么。
There is an important principle of sowing and reaping that we must understand in the Christian journey.
所以在基督徒成长的过程中间，我们需要明白一个很重要的功课，就是我们收我们所种的。
And it is in this principle of sowing and reaping we have hope.
在这个撒种跟收割的过程中间，我们有盼望。
Because God is faithful to take what we sow and He blesses it.
因为神是信实的，他可以把我们所种的来赐予祝福。
Therefore, we don't need to be discouraged.
因此，我们不需要灰心。
I often come before the Lord in prayer to say, Lord, I can only offer you my 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
我常常来到神面前跟神祷告说，主啊，我只有五饼二鱼给你。
I have not much to offer you, but I give you what I can give.
我给你的不多，可是我只能把我所有的给你。
I pray you multiply it.
我祷告希望你使它倍增。
And I've often seen how the Lord takes what is being sown to multiply and to bless.
我常常看见神拿我的一点点使它倍增。
So the principle of sowing and reaping is an exceedingly important one.
所以因此这个原则撒种跟收割是非常非常重要。
So one of the things we pass on to those we are discipling and helping is to encourage them to sow.
所以其中一个我们能够传递给我们培训的人，就是帮助他们撒种跟收割。
Because when we sow, we will reap.
因为当我们撒种的时候，我们一定会收割。
So in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 10, the Apostle Paul says, Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, this he shall reap.
所以使徒保罗在加拉太书第六章第七节那边就说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
There are 5 principles of reaping and sowing I want to share with you.
在这里我愿意跟各位分享5个关于撒种跟收割的原则。
The first principle is we reap what we sow.
第一个是我们收割我们所撒的种。
Paul says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked."
保罗说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
You see, there's a law of consequence in sowing and reaping.
你看到这里有一个公有一个公理，一个法则，就是我们种啥什么收什么。
Our choices have consequences.
我们的选择有后果。
Our actions have consequences.
我们的行动有后果。
Our behavior has consequences.
我们的行为有后果。
That's the law of consequence.
这个就是后果的法则。
And when Paul says God is not mocked, he means that God's law of consequences cannot be disregarded.
当保罗说神是轻慢不得的，他的意思是说神所设立这个原则不能改变了。
But Paul says,As a warning, do not be deceived.
可是保罗的警告说，不要自欺。
Satan's number one weapon is deception.
撒旦的第一个武器就是欺骗。
And one of his great deceptions is in the words, it doesn't matter.
然后其中一个最厉害的一个武器就是说，哎，这个无关重要。
You lie a little bit, it doesn't matter.
说一点点的小谎无关重要。
You compromise a little bit, it doesn't matter.
妥协一点点无关重要。
You sin a little bit, it doesn't matter.
犯一点点小罪无关重要。
In fact, you can see the intensity of sin is getting less and less, so it doesn't matter.
你看这个罪的严重性越来越低，所以无关重要。
I'm here to lovingly tell you it matters.
这里告诉我们很重要。
It's the deception of the evil one.
因为这是撒旦来的欺骗。
That is why one of my great concerns in our spiritual journey is the myth of sin management.
所以因此在我们属灵成长的道路上面，其中一个最大的迷思就是说我们去管理我们的罪。
We can easily be deceived.
我们很容易被欺骗。
We can think it gets less and less, I believe I can handle it.
我们以为说它越来越不严重，所以我可以处理它。
But in reality, Satan is deceiving.
可是实质情形说，撒旦在欺骗我们。
He is letting us go for a moment.
他让我们休息片刻。
But he already has a hook behind us.
可是我们后面却被他勾住了。
He just let us go.
他就放我们走出去。
We think we are doing all right.
我们以为我们没事。
But at the crucial moment, he pulls the chain back.
可是在要命的关头他把我们拉回来。
And we suddenly find ourselves off our feet.
然后突然间我们发觉我们站不稳。
And we are so much surprised, we don't even know what catches us.
我们 还很非常惊讶 还不知道到底什么东西抓住我们。
And what catches us is we were deceived.
抓住我们的是我们的志气。
And the deception is it doesn't matter.
这个骗局告诉我们说无关重要。
We have already taken it for granted.
我们已经习以为常。
Deception is a dangerous thing.
志气是非常危险的。
There's a story told of how a hunter in the frozen Alaskan place was hunting a wolf.
一个故事告诉我们，有一个猎人在一个在阿拉斯加这个冰天雪地中间，他怎么猎狼？
So the way he hunted a wolf is the wolf is he took a very sharp two-edged knife, a blade.
那这个办法就是说，这个猎人把一个非常锋利的刀
，and he killed an animal and took the blood and wipe it on the knife and let it froze over, and then he continued to layer the blood on the knife itself.
所以在这个冰天雪地中间，他杀了一个动物，就把这个动物的血涂在这个锋利的刀刃上面，一层一层这样涂。并起来要涂一层，并起来要涂一层。
And then he tied the knife to a stone and he buried the knife onto the ground.
所以他把这个刀绑在一根棍子上面，就把它插在地上。
The wolf has very sharp nose; it can smell blood.
所以狼的鼻子非常灵敏，它很远就闻到血的味道。
So he comes to the knife and he started licking the knife.
所以他来到这个刀门刀锋的面前，他就开始舔那个血。
And the frozen blood started to thaw.
然后当他舔的时候，冰起来的血开始融掉。
And the wolf licks the knife even more.
然后当血融掉的时候，他继续拼命的舔。
And with the taste of blood, it gets very excited. It keeps licking the knife faster and faster until the blade cuts its tongue.
然后他就因为尝到血的味道，他就越舔越快。舔到一个地步，那个刀锋在割裂他的舌头。
But because of the frozen coldness, he cannot tell that the tongue is already being cut.
因为天气寒冷，他根本没有办法知道自己舌头是被割裂的。
The wolf just keep on frantically licking the blood without realizing it was licking its own blood.
所以这条狼一直拼命的舔，以为在舔动物的血，并不知道他在舔自己流出来的血。
Until the wolf dies of overbleeding.
直到他到最后失血过多而死。
It gives a picture of what sin and the consequence of sin looks like.
给我们一幅非常真实的图画，关于罪以及罪的后果是什么。
So when we are tempted to think it doesn't matter, God's word says it matters.
当我们说一点无关痛痒的时候，神说这个非常重要。
He says, "Do not be deceived."
说不要被欺骗了。
Because there's a law of consequence.
因为这里有一个法则，就是后果的法则。
Because God is not mocked.
因为神是轻慢不得。
Because His law of consequences cannot be disregarded.
因为神的这个后果的法则不能否定的。
Now, when we apply this principle to sowing and reaping,
所以当我们应用这个撒种跟收割的原则的时候。
We realize that the law of consequence means if you sow little, you will reap little.
所以我们就知道这个后果的法则就是说，你撒的少，你收的也少。
If you sow much, you will reap much.
你撒的多，你收的也多。
If you sow nothing, you will reap nothing.
你不撒，你就不能没有收割。
It's not possible to sow nothing and you reap everything.
所以不可能说你不撒，你可以收有收割。
There is a law.Of consequence.
因为这里有一个后果的法则。
So the question is, what are we sowing?
所以问题在于我们撒什么。
Because if we do not sow, we will not reap.
因为我们不撒就不能收。
This law of consequence is an important one because you cannot reverse it.
因为这个后果的原则很重要，因为我们没办法把它逆转。
There is a result or consequence.
因为这里是有一个结果，有后果的。
Story was told of a father who passed by his son's bedroom and saw the son on the bed kneeling down praying.
然后这样一个故事，一个爸爸经过他儿子的房间，看见他儿子在房间里面跪下来祷告。
And he was praying Tokyo, Tokyo, Tokyo.
他就为东京、东京这样祷告。
So the father was thinking, what is my son doing? Praying for missions?
然后他这个爸爸就说 就奇怪了，我儿子在干什么，是为宣教祷告吗？
So he waited, and when the son finished praying, he asked, Son, I heard you pray Tokyo, Tokyo, Tokyo. What are you praying about?
所以当他儿子祷告完以后，他就问他儿子说，我看到你在祷告里面喊东京东京东京，你在祷告什么？
The son said, it's about my geography exam.
他说是关乎我地理考试。
I was asked what's the capital of Japan, and I wrote Osaka.
然后我说那个考试题目说这个日本的首都什么，我写说 Osaka.
So I'm just praying God will change it to Tokyo, Tokyo, Tokyo.
所以我祷告上上帝说把我的答案改成东京，东京，东京。
Will God answer that kind of prayer?
神会回应这种祷告吗？
Will God go like, oh, this poor boy, he's so sincere. Okay, I am a God of miracles. I'll change Osaka to Tokyo.
所以他会说，我这个孩子祷告那么真诚，我会不会把这个他写的答案改成这个东京？
God won't do that.
神不会这样做。
For two reasons.
两个原因。
Number one, he's not a genie in the bottle.
第一个，他不是那个瓶里面那个魔术的精灵。
Many Christians think that God is a genie in the bottle. I pray means I ask anything I want, and He go yes, Master, and He give to us what we want.
很多人把上帝看为在瓶中的精灵，好像插一插出来，我要什么，他就会说，主人好，我完成你的心愿。
We are not the master, God is.
我们不是精灵的主人，神才是主人。
We learn to pray after His will in the name of Jesus with the power of attorney.
我们学习的祷告就是说，按着他的心意，在主耶稣基督里面用他的能力来祷告。
The power of attorney is to simply seek the interest of the principal, the owner.
就好像是我们在一些法律的文件中间，我们被授权，授权的意思是说，我们按着主人的心意来做。
We don't pray just according to our will.
我们不是按着我们的心意来祷告。
So that's the reason why God, He could have changed the answer in the exam script. He doesn't do that.
当然我们知道神有能力改变那个答案，可是他不会这样做。
Because it's not praying in the light of His will.
因为这个祷告不是按着他的心意祷告。
Otherwise, we as fallen human beings, we will ask for anything according to our whims and fancies and miss the redemptive purposes of God.
因为在我们这个堕落的人性中间，我们跟神要东要西，可是我们在要的过程中间，我们一定会错过他救赎的心意。
But that's the second reason why God would not answer a prayer like this.
然后另外一个原因，神不会回应这种祷告。
Is the law of consequence.
就是这个后果的原则。
You reap what you sow.
你收你所撒出去的。
You cannot make up through prayer.What you lose out by disobedience.
你不可能在悖逆中能够得到好的结果。
If you are a student, you cannot make up by prayer what you miss out by not studying.
你作为一个学生，你不可能借着祷告把你没有学习、没有认真学习的结果扳回来。
A story was told of a theological student who didn't study through his semester.
然后有一个故事关于一个神学生，他在这个学期里面没有好好学习。
And in the final exam, oh, he studied overnight, burned the midnight oil from morning, night to early morning.
在考试前一天晚上，他彻夜用功来读。
In the final exam, he opened the theological paper. He couldn't understand the question. His mind went blank.
然后在考试当天，他打开考卷，连问题都看不懂，满脑袋空白。
So all he wrote was, "I don't know, God knows."
他只能写下来，我不知道，上帝知道。
When the paper came back, the lecturer marked, "In that case, God passed, you failed."
然后在结果收回来的考卷，老师就批评说，这样子的话，神通过考试，你不及格。
If you are a student, you have to pay careful diligence and stewardship in studying.
如果你是学生，你需要好好管理自己，用心学习。
Because you will reap what you sow.
因为你会收你所种的。
And the purpose of your theological study is not just getting good grades and passing exams.
因为在神学教育中间，你的目标不是只是得到好的成绩通过了。
It is to prepare you with the discipline so that in the future ministry, you have the discipline of study.
然后他是帮助你发展出一种自律，以致将来你在服事中间你有自律。
Because you cannot teach and preach with biblical insight without paying attention and paying the price of studying.
如果你不用心学习，你不可能在讲道、传讲、教导中有亮光。
You will reap what you sow.
你收你所种的。
And so my encouragement for you to encourage others also is they must pay their tuition fee and pay their due diligence.
所以我给各位的鼓励，各位也用来鼓励彼此，就是说我们需要好好的认真学习，付那个代价。
And my loving encouragement to pastors and my loving encouragement to you is have a planned time of study.
然后我给各位的一个鼓励就是说，我们能够有一个规划好用功学习的时间。
So that there is a routine and a discipline of regular study beyond your theological school.
所以你们慢慢就会发展出毕业之后仍然有一个自学、自己学习追求的时间。
And when day by day, week by week, month by month, you grow in your study, you reap.And you sow.
随着时间慢慢下去，你就会发觉你会收你所种的。
We cannot just minister out of what we learn in theological school because it's insufficient.
光靠神学院教的，我们出来服事是不够的，因为是不够。
Even at the doctoral program, the theological school is not to just give you a content; it's actually to teach you to think, a way of thinking and reflection.
即使是在博士班，他给你的不是一些资讯的内容，他训练你的是思考的方法。
You reap what you sow.
你收你所种的。
You cannot take a shortcut.
没有捷径。
I give you an example.
再一个例子。
If I'm sick and I go to the doctor, he gave me medicine.
就是当我生病的时候，我去找医生，他会为我开药。
And he says, in this antibiotics, you are supposed to take a day and complete the course.
那比如说他开抗生素给我，他说你一天服一次，然后要把它服完。
I can't go and think I'm a very busy man. I don't want to eat it once a day.
然后我就会想说，我非常忙碌，我不要一天吃一次。
Let me take everything, and then the rest of the day I don't need to take it.
然后让我全部都一股脑吞下去，我不需要再烦心这个事情。
Can't do that.
你不能这样做。
You have to take it on a regular basis.
你需要按时服药。
You cannot say today, let me eat my rice for the rest of the week.
你也不能说，哎，我今天先把这个礼拜的饭都先吃光。
You have to eat day by day.
你需要一餐一餐这样来吃。
The principle of reaping and sowing is a daily principle.
所以撒种跟收割的原则是一个一日复一日的原则。
Daily you are sowing.
每一天你都在撒种。
So that in due time you reap.
所以到时间到了你就会有收割。
您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。我们收割我们撒的种，要怎么收成就要怎么栽种。无论你现在在哪里学习，日复一日的认真付代价，必定有丰硕的成果，为主所用。谢谢您的收听，愿神赐您平安喜乐，我们下回再会。
愿你荣耀国度降临我们中间，圣灵降下焚烧众人心灵，复兴我们为世丧命归。